Haji Mahmud Bey Mosque. Haji Mahmud Bey Mosque was built in 1521 to 1522 by Haji Bey, the governor of Bitola. The mosque is a central building in today's only partially preserved mosque complex in the old Bitola Bazaar, which included a school called Mektep, Madrasa, which were active until 1921, and a library. Mektep actually is the name of a school whose main purpose is to teach children the basic of the Islamic faith, way of life and behavior in society, basic of the Arabic alphabet and proper reading of the Quran. Madrasa, on the other side, Arabic place of learning, is an Islamic school that prepares future Muslim clerics. The mosque is unique in two ways, according to the construction of the dome and the decorative way of building. In addition, it is obvious that with the many symbolic relief elements on the facade that contain many religious signs, this mosque, unlike Yeni and Isaac Mosque, was a mosque of the chosen and devoted, of priests who accidentally devoted themselves to the faith, finding secret meanings of the Quran and of Sufi philosophy in general. Located in the heart of the Bitola's Bazaar, this mosque, not coincidentally, right here, it had an extremely important meaning where the whole life took place and city's dynamics. It was also an educational home and an institution of its own. It was a place where philosophical, legal, and educational key topics of life and existence, similar to those in the Athenian Agora in ancient Greece, were discussed. It was a certain promoter of humanism and tolerance among the large and nationally diverse population of Bitola. This mosque was also a place where the most important clerics and poets began to be educated, who often, after that, went to Istanbul and became prominent figures in the capital and the Ottoman Empire in general. The place of this mosque was the main gathering place of the Turkish, Jewish, Macedonian population, regardless of the numerous synagogues and churches. In fact, in this part of the city, thanks to this building, the Bitola cosmopolitanism began to develop, something that is extremely important today in Europe and worldwide.